Hey guys, welcome to Day by Day. We're in the podcast room. That means it's Monday, and we're talking about life in the glass house. And last week I introduced our guest as Jessica Hager, who she was for a long time.
Yes.
But she corrected me, and I knew when I was saying it that I bet this isn't her last name anymore. Jessica James, married to Matthew James. And she's been helping us kind of see what it's like to peer out of the glass house. And last week you told us that, you know, a lot of times as a PK, you get an abundance of love and kind of special attention and all that stuff. And that can, as strange as it may sound, actually make you feel isolated or put in a position where you are unlike the other kids. And I thought that was great insight. So what do you have for us this week, Jessica?
So this week, I really want to just let church members know that we have a desire to be discipled one-on-one. And that's something that I had at different periods of my life, but I never had one consistent woman pouring into me as Jessica, not as Rob's daughter, not as Christy's daughter, not as granddaughter or anybody, just because they cared solely about me and my walk in Christ. And the ladies who were there those times, like, were able to help me get more comfortable to ask questions that I didn't feel comfortable asking because I've thought, oh, my pastor's kid, I'm supposed to know this,
right?
But, you know, taking that time to pour into pastor's kids. I know it can be intimidating.
Well, I was going to ask, what do you think are maybe some of the roadblocks, the obstacles that people have in their minds about not doing that?
Yeah, I think we often, like, we go confidently to the Lord in prayer and in scripture reading and in worship, but then we get scared of just that, making that step to discipleship of, oh, I don't know enough. You know, I haven't been Christian long enough to be able to do that. And I think simply that's just a conversation you have with the pastor, with their parents, and be like, hey, I've been feeling this call. You know, I think that's another very important step. Like, you need to feel called to do it, but I want, you know, to be asking, like, is God calling you to mentor? Is God calling you to disciple? And is a pastor's child one of those? You know, just having, you know, we talked last week about not wanting to be isolated. Well, this is a time where you truly can pour in, and it is, doesn't make them feel othered. So I think, you know, having that conversation is always worth having.
I know that as a pastor, what my wife and I have desired for our kids is that they would have other adults in their life that do care for them. And one of the things that I've experienced just in my own mind is, as a pastor, I can oftentimes, it's so wrong, but I can oftentimes think that whatever it is I have studied or I've been in terms of preaching or whatever, that whenever I come in the house, it just kind of, they should just naturally know it, right? Like, it just is supposed to be seeping out of me in some osmosis way. And yes, you should know about Zacchaeus, and you should know about, but if they're not intentionally instructed and intentionally taught how to walk this path, then they may not ever. And I think probably I know that your parents discipled you.
Absolutely.
But probably talk to us, because you told us about the stat. Tell us about the stat, because I think if it's not just your parents, but you see other people doing this.
Yes. So, like you said, like, while parents are to be the primary disciple makers of children, you know, in their home, if five other adults who are not related to children pour into a child, they are 80% more likely to stay in the faith after they leave high school.
Wow. So five other adults that are just pouring in, discipling, mentoring, being there for these kids, 80% more likely to continue to walk. And we, you know, we can oftentimes think about, well, it's, you know, that we can kind of rig the stats. But to me, what that says is God's design works. Discipleship works. And I think that's a great thing. I'm thankful right now that our oldest son, who's getting ready to go off to college, has been discipled by someone else besides me, eight months of just intentional, and we plan to do that for our other kids as well. So that was when you talked about that, I was like, oh yes, that's so good, because we can easily think that PKs know all the Bible stories, know all the stuff, know all the theology and all that, but oftentimes, or maybe even sometimes, I don't want to say the most lost, I don't want to use that salvific term, but just as ignorant or not mature as anybody else. And what a disservice we do to them when that's the case.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jessica. I appreciate that. Until next Monday on the podcast.